A contract has finally been awarded to begin platform reconstruction and installation of pre-manufactured shelters at train stops along the future Northlander corridor. The province plans to bring back safe and reliable passenger rail service between Timmins and Toronto. In May 2024, the Government of Ontario awarded three contracts to design and manufacture nine new Northlander station shelters, enhance rail safety and complete warning system upgrades. See, $75 million for new shelters and rail safety projects for Northlander announced. The construction contract covers platform reconstruction at stops in North Bay, Temagami, Temiskaming Shores, Inglehart, Kirkland Lake, Matheson and Cochrane. In each location, crews will install raised concrete platforms with improved accessibility, lighting and signage. The contract also includes the installation of pre-manufactured shelters at stops in Matheson, Kirkland Lake, Temiskaming Shores and Temagami. The government will award a separate contract for the construction of Timmins Porcupine Station. The Northlander will not only bring safe and reliable transportation back to communities ranging from Muskoka to North Bay to Timmins, said Prabhmeet Sarkaria, Minister of Transportation. It will also help unlock the province's full economic potential by supporting northern industries and resource sectors and improving access to good-paying jobs and essential services like healthcare and education. In addition, the province has unveiled the new exterior design of the Northlander, giving communities a first look at the state-of-the-art trains that will soon pave the way for an integrated transportation network that connects communities from the north to the south. The new trains will feature galley-style food services, Wi-Fi and fully accessible washrooms. These trains will feature built-in wheelchair lifts, mobility aid storage spaces, and fully accessible washrooms. MPP Vic Fedeli told Beta Day. So think about it, being in a wheelchair and thinking about taking the bus. Some of these are very limited. This now is going to bring full mobility to people. Northern Ontario has always been a major contributor to our provincial economy, with potential for further growth in the years to come, said George Peary, MPP for Timmins. The construction now taking place will ensure the Northlander stops are safe, reliable and welcoming for all passengers, said Chad Evans, Chief Executive Officer for Ontario Northland. We are excited to see this work being delivered and to showcase the exterior design of the train set. These are critical milestones as we prepare for the new era of the Northlander. Once reinstated, the Northlander will provide southbound service leaving from Timmins and northbound service leaving from Toronto, 4 to 7 days a week, based on seasonal travel demands. There will be 16 stops in both directions. After being here 110 years, then it was yanked out of here, you know that was insulting to the North. So I'm just absolutely thrilled to be part of the team that's bringing it back. Ellis Don has been awarded the contract to begin construction at passenger stops north of North Bay. In December 2022, Ontario announced the purchase of three new train sets as part of its plan to reinstate the Northlander. Siemens Mobility Limited is building the Northlander's new rail cars to meet the latest emission standards, making them among the most environmentally friendly diesel locomotives on the market.